Hi, Paula?
Yes?
Hey, it's Jeff. It's the guy that called you last night.
Hey, hi!
Hi, how you doing? I figured your name was Paul because I remember you said it last night.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call again. Do you guys have a couple minutes to talk, or?
Yeah, my husband can talk to you. I'm doing my schoolwork right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, Lee?
Yes.
Hi, it's Jeff. Hey, thank you very much for taking my call again.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I just want to say, I was talking to a couple guys, and they were, like, freaking out about what your wife was saying last night and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because one guy, he really thought that Val McClatchy was some evil lady. And he was going and saying that her photo was fake and stuff, and he put her photo up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, like, ordered it and stuff from her and put the stuff up. And she even tried to sue him and charge him and stuff like that. But, okay, so here's, like, the thing. I was talking to one of my friends, and he's going to be in Shanksville on Saturday. And he was wondering if you guys wanted to talk to him. Like, I can even get him to call you first, and he could even meet you, like, at a McDonald's or something or wherever, so he wouldn't know where you lived or anything like that. And, like, these people are really interested in, like, knowing the truth, whatever the truth is, no matter what it is, they'd like to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, and these guys also do believe that the official story of 9/11 is a lie. Some of it is a lie, they think. And honestly, I've been looking at this stuff for like 2 years myself now.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in some small town in Canada. I think I'm not even supposed to know this kind of stuff. You know, I DJ, I work at a bar and stuff like that. It's like, you know, this is not anything I ever thought I even care about, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I got caught up in it. I looked at the stuff, and it freaked me out. And I just want to know, like, kind of what happened. I have my own beliefs about certain things. Like, I don't know about what happened with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I believe that, you know, like, there's some criminal elements that are doing something really bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be exposed and put in jail and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like she said, like, you've talked to a million people, you're sick and tired of it, and it sounds like every day there's somebody walking into Shanksville or something ready to make a documentary and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, like, how they've twisted your words around and stuff like that. But I
tried to get on that site last night where she was on talking to you, but I couldn't find it. I don't remember what site it was on.
Oh, well, I have a website. It's called pumpitout.com.
Yeah, I was on it last night whenever she was talking to you.
And then there's a couple forums and stuff like that. Like, Loose Change. She says, have you watched any movies about 9/11 and stuff?
Yeah, I watched the movie of 9/11.
Like, what? Which ones have you seen?
I've seen the Flight 93 one and that.
Oh, like, you've never watched any documentaries or anything that are on the internet?
No.
I
don't mean what sites to get onto to find it or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can go to loosechange911.com. You could go to...
Here, let me write some of these down. I'm in
the... Have you ever watched any videos on Google before?
No.
Like Google Video? Do you have like a high-speed internet connection?
Yeah, I have DSL.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay, you would just go like this. Write down like a... In the address bar, right, you type in www.googlevideo.com.
Wait, let me get a good pencil here, a pen.
Okay.
Okay.
So it'd be, yeah, www.googlevideo.com.
Okay.
And once you go there, it's the same as Google search. You just type in the search thing and you press... search, right? So but instead of stuff, you get movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you'd want to do is type in Loose Change, L-O-O-S-E, and then space, and then change, C-H-A-N-G-E.
Okay.
Okay, that's one movie. Another movie you'd want to type in is 9/11 Mysteries. 9, 911mysteries, MYSTERIES.
Okay.
You'd want to type in 911 press for truth. PRESS, for FOR, truth, TRUTH.
Mm-hmm.
Another one you'd want to type in is Terror Storm, TERROR STORM, Terror Storm.
Okay.
Type in names like Alex Jones, ALEX, and then a space, Jones, JONES.
Okay.
Okay, I might as well tell you the truth now, because I'm not going to lie to you, okay?
Okay.
Will you hang up? I guess you might hang up on me. Okay, you know the phone call? When I talked to you guys last night,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know who you were going to be, and I didn't know anything, and it is kind of wrong, but it was the only way I'd ever be able to have people believe that I talked to anybody. I recorded the phone call and I put it on a couple forums for some people to hear, and they freaked out and they went nuts when they heard this shit. They think it's the heaviest shit they ever heard in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of justified it to myself as saying, well, your wife was saying that if it was about the truth, then it was all about the truth and there was nothing edited or nothing. I was like, well, this is perfect. This is all truth. There's nothing edited. I'll put it on the internet, and people went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I also was hoping maybe you would, after, like, if you talked to this guy, you'd go on a couple people's radio shows as a guest and stuff like that, talk, and tell whatever you wanted to tell. I mean, it would be good to get you guys out in the public eye, so then if anybody tried to screw around or anything, or do mean things or anything like that, anything, people would know right away, and there'd be a million people that knew right away, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you're in the public eye, like, Loose Change, okay? Watch that one. It's made by some guy named Dylan Avery. And now it's causing a shitstorm on the internet already. It's the most watched, downloaded video and all this stuff. Charlie Sheen is going to be narrating it. It's coming out in theaters now. They can't stop it. People are trying to stop it. They're saying, oh, all these crazy conspiracy theorists and all that shit, you know? There's all kinds of people. Some people will tell you aliens blew up the towers. Some people will tell you Elvis came back to life and blew up the towers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, the official story doesn't add up to facts.
Mm-hmm.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Basic laws of physics tell you that something falling is going to take the path of least resistance. How did those towers come down at free fall speed? They just blew away into dust, you know? And they're saying, oh, a pancake collapsed. Well, where's the steel core? That just, everything, it's just too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
And really, to have a new investigation, all you need are questions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the answers. No one has the answers until we can get people on, you know, on the witness stand under oath. And that'll never happen unless people have to, like, I've had to go all the way. I was telling Rick Shanny the same thing. I had to go all the way to the Netherlands to talk to a demolition expert just to get to hear the truth that he looked at Building 7 and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at the blueprints. He looked at the videos. He said there's absolutely no way in hell that that thing just fell due to fire. That was a controlled demolition. It came down free fall speed right into its footprint, boom, like that,
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere. And the BBC, and they're all calling the official story half an hour before it happened while the fucking building's standing behind their head. You know? But, hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
I'm here.
So, I don't know, would you be able to talk to that guy on Saturday, anywhere you wanted to meet him or something?
I never know what comes up. I never know what we're doing from day to day.
Or maybe if he could just call you when he's in town and say, hi, I'm here.
Yeah, he'd probably do that. I can meet him in town from probably somewhere.
Okay, well, how about, do you want me to give you his name right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. His name's Dominic DiMaggio. I live in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, right on the border of Sault, Michigan. and I'm never going to your country again until this 9/11 issue is resolved. But yeah, he's really excited, like really excited to talk to you. Like I said, some heavy stuff you guys said last night, and he was just, he's no celebrity, but a lot of celebrities are coming out, like I was telling your wife, Rosie O'Donnell's being attacked. I'm losing my voice, sorry. Rosie O'Donnell is being attacked all over the news, all over TV now, because she's on The View, you know, that show The View during the daytime. Well, she's on there down saying investigate 9/11. She's got it all over her website, you know, and she's just came totally out about it. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks NBA team, his name's Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be financing Loose Change to get it out there, expose it and stuff, and he's totally onto this 9/11. If they call it 9/11 Truth or whatever, they have all the names for it, the Truth Movement and all this stuff, you know what I mean? So he's totally jumped on the bandwagon. Charlie Sheen's going to be narrating it, and he was actually the guy who came out on, you know, and he said, like, the official story sounds more of a conspiracy theory to me than, you know, and it's just ridiculous. Like, that whole BBC scandal, that was ridiculous. But maybe I hope you kind of have time for it. I was looking last night, you said, like, I'm not questioning what you say. Like, I don't know what happened. I believe, you know, you saw the plane, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was dark gray. And I was looking at United Airlines planes, and it looks like theirs is dark blue. Like, you, like, really had a good look at it and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark gray.
Yeah, it's like a dark, like, between gray and a black, like, in between.
But it wouldn't have been a dark, dark blue?
No.
Definitely not. It was definitely a gray-black shade, right?
It's probably no higher than probably been 300-400 feet above my head when it went over my head.
Yeah.
So I would have had a good look at the bottom of the plane.
Yeah, yeah. It's like just a couple hundred feet over your head?
Yeah.
Really, like almost as close as you could touch the thing or something, eh?
It's probably about the height of the treetops when it went over my head.
So it kind of, like, flew over your head? It didn't, like, dive straight down from 30,000 feet straight down like a missile or something?
No.
It kind of flew over your head?
Yeah, it flew over me. See, what I was doing up there at that job, I was cutting scrap.
Yeah.
And the torches I use are real loud.
Yeah, yeah. That's like Rick Shani was saying, where he was working at a wood chipper, and he didn't really hear anything either. But, so... Like
I said, whenever I heard a noise, a rumbling noise, I happened to look up and I seen the plane going over my head.
Yeah.
As it passed over my head, I seen it started swerving back and forth, and next thing I know, it did a dive to its right into the ground.
Like swerving back and forth, like a car, like
this. Like something was like somebody was fighting the controllers.
Oh yeah, like was it like fishtailing or something?
It was just weaving back and forth, and all of a sudden, it just like. Looped over into the ground.
So it kind of like, from where it was still in the air, it just kind of went to the ground from a couple hundred
feet? Yeah, because it only cracked like 300 yards from me, if that.
But, okay, like, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but when I look at the pictures of the hole in Shanksville,
mm-hmm.
It don't look like there's no plane there.
That's like whenever it went down, me and my boss at the time, we were the first two down there, and we could not believe what happened to the plane as big as that plane was. Because there was only a few pieces we found that was in 5 feet in diameter.
Only a couple pieces?
Yep.
Yeah, because even on the of the pictures, it doesn't look like there's any much wreckage or anything either.
No, like I said, it's.
So you were, like, kind of baffled, like, where is, like, it's almost, like, you were baffled when you got there?
Yeah.
It was, like, how, like you said, how, of a plane that just went down, there's nothing here of it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like what that Wally Miller said, too, in his first statement. He was like, why am I here? He was the coroner or something. There was no bodies or no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's just another thing, too. Whenever don't know if you'd ever seen these videos they show on TV and stuff, world disasters and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
How they show the one plane hitting the ground and the flames breaking. As the plane's going into the ground, you see the flames coming
breaking
back.
Up and the balls of fire and smoke and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I watched those all. I've watched a million of them. I'm like, whoa, you know.
Looked exactly like that when it hit the ground. It looked exactly like that when it hit the ground. Planes coming back through and
so,
the planes.
Like, you seen it actually hit the ground stuff? It didn't, you didn't get, your eyes didn't get blinded by trees or anything?
The way the wind and everything was blown, it was blowing away from me, and the plane was going away from me at the time.
And you saw it go right down into the field?
Yep.
And, like, were you still in eyesight while you were running to it?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just gone?
Yep.
So you kind of saw it disappear?
They just couldn't believe it, that it was, that big of a plane, nothing there. I said, whenever they finally found the black box or the voice recorder or whatever it was,
yeah,
it was 75 feet down on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one guy's really looking into the voice recorder, and the FDR is the flight data recorder, and then the CVR is the cockpit voice recorder. And the pictures of them, I don't know. But that, like, the hole was really, really deep?
Yeah. Well, actually, what happened when the plane hit it, that drain, that, since it was, since that, all that dirt was already, they stripped that out probably about 10 years ago before that happened. And all that ground still hasn't settled the way it should, and more or less it covered itself back up whenever. So there was not much flames there whenever we got down there. You could smell the jet fuel and everything. It wasn't that much of a...
Were the trees on fire anywhere?
There was a few trees, like there and there on the ground, there were a few, and then there was...
But like the ones standing in the forest were like around, like, as far as I know, it was like a big field and it's surrounded by trees around, and then up around the corner a bit there's this little road, and then there was a farm there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like white paper looking stuff scattered everywhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard stories that they found stuff in the little pond there and stuff like that. I don't know.
I was on there, there was a house behind it. It blew the garage door right off the garage. There's a house down in the woods there. Blew the garage
door. Oh, yeah, yeah. The garage doors look like they were all blown up. Like, not blown up, but all twisted up and stuff, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen pictures like that.
And the one guy that I worked with, he was in, like, little bobcat. And he said whenever, I don't know if he actually saw the plane hit the ground, but he was outside at the time. He said whenever that plane hit, it took that little skid loader and lifted about a foot off the ground when it hit.
And that would be, like, a heavy, heavy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it lifted it up off the ground and boom, back down.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, like, some serious boom action going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like one super boom kind of thing?
Yeah. Like real loud. Like a big bomb going off.
As the plane hit the ground?
Yep.
Like just like right at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Like just on impact of the ground kind of thing?
Just as it impacted the ground.
Did you see a logo or anything? You never saw nothing, just the bottom of it.
That's the only thing I could see is bottom of the plane.
Kind of like it flew right over your head kind of thing. Like in a movie kind of thing, you'd see it.
Yeah, it's coming here, you say Saturday.
Yeah.
If he looks over to where the scrapyard is, if he sees a big tank, if he's just above the tank, and I right over there is where I was at.
At the scrapyard? And there's a big tank?
Yeah, there's a big oxygen tank.
So he'll be able to get, like, your eye view of where, from where you were standing.
I won't let him up there where that's at, but he can see it about from the direction from where the plane came.
Oh, so he'll be able to get an idea? So I can, like, more of a visual if he took a picture or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's just super, super, that's super interesting, you know that, eh? Hmm. So, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want to, Do you okay, so do I give him your phone number?
Yeah, give him my phone number.
And then he calls you when he gets into Shanksville?
Yeah, that or back into Somerset, wherever he wants.
Or wherever, yeah, okay. And then after, say, like on Sunday, can I call you one more time just to see what happened?
Yes.
Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so you got my phone number, and you got his name, Dominic DiMaggio. My name's Jeffrey Hill, and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feel free to call me with any questions you have anytime you want, okay? And thank you so much for everything. And I'll call you on Sunday if I don't hear from you sooner, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.